Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're going to hear from our friend here, and that is Pastor Arthur.
In my country, in 1980, finally they said our children are worth fighting for. And they did it, and they took it to the streets, and they paralyzed the entire system. Yes, thousands were arrested.
They gained control.
Yes, people were tortured and beaten. Yes. There is a price attached to freedom. How do you think the Second War ended? Millions had to die. How do you think the First War ended? Millions had to die. And that's the price that we have to be willing to pay if our children are going to have a free and democratic society.
That's right.
This
That's
is right. our time. For 2 years, we have been dancing polka with them. For 2 years, we have been trying our best to reason with the villains. But I know villains. See, bully will never stop bullying. He will keep stealing from you all the time. They have big appetites, those greedy dogs. You have power now. Don't give it away.
I agree.
The eyes of the world again are here on this little border, and the world is watching you. Will you give in? Will you stop fighting? Will you stop defending the rights of the free Canadians?
No.
And now you have some, for whatever reason, just before we are going to get our freedom, are telling you give up. Right before thousands of people that are willing to come to support you, now you're going to abandon them. What are you going to say? Oh, we've changed our plans?
No.
What are you going to say to those today and yesterday?
No.
Every single minute, I got thousands of messages. Thousands. I mean, this thing never stops. People saying, we're coming to Coates. We're coming to the Milk River. We're coming to support. We're bringing it. What do you need? What do they need? We're coming. Thousands upon thousands of people are coming. They don't have enough RCMP officers to deal with that.
That's right.
They don't have enough army to deal with that.
Right.
Remember, you have the power now.
Yeah.
Do not give it away just because it feels right. And yes, some of you might be arrested. Yes, some of you might pay the price. I'm not going to kid you that it's pleasant and beautiful on concrete in jail facing the biggest guns in the country. It's not. They don't treat us well over there, especially when you're a pastor. 3 days on concrete and 2 nights. Every half hour they banged on my door. They did not allow me to sleep for 3 days and 2 nights. They roughed me up. They stripped naked me. They put chain on my leg. And yet I'm still here with you.
Yes.
Those people don't play fair. They're coming here with their badges and they're telling you that they represent the law. No, they represent lawlessness. They are gangsters for the biggest mafia that there is, Kenny's mafia. And it's up to you now, for the first time in 2 years, to rise up, to stand up, and to hold the fort. And if this is our Alamo, so be it. And if you don't want to be here, no one is stopping you. You can take your car or your truck and you can go. There is a huge rally in Calgary. There is a huge rally in Edmonton. You can join them. No one will think of you as a coward. Everyone has to face the giants of the land. But I'm telling you, there is this huge opportunity right now that we have been given. God has given us this moment in history. Why? Because international media are watching you right now. That's power.
Exactly. Yes.
During 1980, there was an order to shoot the protesters, to kill them. But because of the American media, they backed away from doing this because they knew the whole world will see what is happening in Gdansk in 1980. Right now, the whole eyes of the entire world are fixed on this little place.
That's right.
and you can do the right thing, or you can pack and honk around Parliament, legislature, fine. But I'm telling you, they're honking around Parliament right now for a week.
Yeah.
How long are we going to be honking? For a month? For two? They're not really afraid of our honks. What they're afraid of is this. People coming together and paralyzing their system. Polish people did it the right way. They said, we shall not cooperate with the villains. We do not work for the KGB and Russians. We will not work for you anymore. They walked out of their jobs. Albertans, walk out of your jobs. In solidarity with the truckers, say to your employers, you're implementing those mandates. I will not give you my money and I will not work for you. If every man and every woman would do that, within a week, all the mandates would be gone. That's power. We have started something that they cannot stop, so they have to. They have to use psychological warfare, threats, or terror, fear, or arrest you. Well, here I am. I'm sure there are some spies here. You want to arrest me? I'm not hiding. Arrest me. And from jail, I will be yelling and screaming the same message. Canadians, rise up, stand up.
Yes.
So that's what I have to say. In 1981, tens of thousands of Polish people were arrested. In 1981, they outlawed Solidarity Movement. They said anyone that belongs to that movement will be arrested, and many were. My wife's mother wanted to escape the hell, the communistic hell, and she was caught. My wife was born in prison. I know what I'm talking about. I know, because I lived through it. And I'm telling you, for the sake of your children, here is your opportunity to hold the fort. Do not break the line. Don't do it. And may God help us all, because we don't fight with guns and swords. We don't fight with tasers and the police vehicles. We don't. We just want to go back and work hard and achieve something and provide for our families. We just want to be left alone.
That's right.
But they're not leaving us alone. That's right. And they keep coming and coming with more and more and more. And this will never end. You thought when you get the first job, it's going to end. I told you 2 years ago, they came for the pastors. Be sure of it. They're going to come for you as well.
Yeah.
Look at us. We all are in this pickle together.
Yeah.
Do you see them stopping? Trudeau Castro has bought 12 jobs for every one of you. He has big plans, this boy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we got to break those plans. We have to stop them in the middle of them running. So be blessed. 82 came. It was hard. It was hard to see machine guns and Czech stops and military everywhere and tanks, and it was very hard. It was very hard. You couldn't go out. There was curfew. So many people arrested. So many people tortured. So many beaten. And yet, they held the line. They did that. And in 1989, the Iron Curtain got broken. And the Berlin Wall has fallen. And the eyes of the world was watching all of that. And solidarity has become a symbol of freedom and resistance. In 1989, Poland had the first free and democratic election after the Second War. We don't have elections anymore, friends. No. Don't kid yourself. You think we've elected our officials? No. They were appointed.
Yeah.
We have no say in democracy anymore. We've lost democracy. Canada is not a democratic nation anymore. And if those 2 years didn't show you that, then you must be blind.
Yeah. Exactly.
We need our country back. How are you going to get your country back? If you're not going to stand up.
Yeah.
And thousands are coming to help you.
That's right.
To stand up. Yeah. Be blessed.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Hold the line, boys. Hold the line.
All right. You know what happened, John? Joe, that was on the 4th of February. The dirty cops, the dirty cops came to his house and arrested him at nighttime. And so,
Course, when nobody was there to see, witness, do anything about it, right?
Well, yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do here. Mm-hmm. This is what the dirty cops did on that January 6th. If you people don't understand what that was all about, and let me give you an example of that here. And folks, first of all, I want to say this: we support the police. You go up in our neighborhood, you will see, and you will see at my garage a big a flag over the thin blue line, and you'll see them all through here. We support clean cops. Joe, I remember, do you remember when those cops were taking bribes down at the abortion mill? They came in there and they were laughing about it, walking out with an envelope full of money in their hands and laughing. When I had called them because I was attacked down there by two whores. And when I called the cops, they went in there, and of course, they went into the abortionist's office, and of course he wasn't there, but on his desk was an envelope with cash sticking out. And they come out, and those idiots had it where I could see it. And I asked them, don't you make enough as police officers? They said no. And they told me, they don't want to hear it, they don't want to hear it. They were laughing.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, I'm going to help you guys out. See, because I got their names and their badge numbers right there. And first I went and reported them. And, of course, the corruption in the city of Cleveland, that didn't do any good. But then I went on the radio, and I told folks, I said, if you...
telling the people, huh?
That's right. I said, folks out there, these police officers said they're not making enough money. So if you need security that will do anything for a buck, will sell their grandmother. I mean, if you have child porn or dog fights or cock fights or whatever, and you need police officers that have absolutely no honor, no integrity, they'll do anything for money. Then call them, and I gave their names and badge, the phone numbers out where they were at. Well, let me tell you, they got some calls from people. But so here, remember what happened after that. When I went back out to the bloody abortion mill to preach, there was always one car would always be watching me all the time. Now there were two. And when I was there, a car pulls up real slow as I was preaching out there, and I figured, well, here we go. And the cops said, Pastor Sanders. I said, yeah. He said, you see that car over there? I said, yeah. They're watching you. I said, they're always watching me. They said, but this time it's different. This time it's different. Those guys there, you got to watch your back, Pastor. They want to have a contract on you. And they're watching you, and we're watching them. And we want to thank you. We're speaking on behalf of the good cops, the honest cops in the department. We want to thank you for exposing, because it's dirty cops like those two that give us all a bad name. And that's exactly what's happened here in the dirty Capitol police chief. Here, this is an article. And now when I said that, folks, I'm reading the article. Right in the article, it says, dirty Capitol police chief manager releases a statement on his spying operation on the GOP representatives. Something doesn't add up. This is an article by Jim Hoft. And here, as reported earlier, Capitol Hill police, dressed as construction workers, broke into Representative Troy Nail's office during the November break. The dirty cops took photos inside the Texas Republican's office and then came back 2 days later to harass his staff using illegal photos that they took just days earlier. These are nasty Pelosi's. These are with the Democratic Communist Party. These are deep state dirty cops. The Capitol Police was spying on Representative Nias, who spoke out against Nancy Pelosi, the sham January 6th committee, and the dirty Capitol Police murder of Ashley Babbitt. They murdered her. We saw them murder her. And because they were dirty cops, and that's in Washington, D.C., district, and, you know, it means District Columbia, dirty cops, D.C., dirty cops, okay? And so here, see, that what's happened when it goes bad like that, it goes, it got, you know, from the top down. It's bad from the top. It's gone. You know, a fish rots from the head down, and that's what's happening in there. But it wasn't just Rep. Nash they were spying on. The Capitol Police also was spying on several other Republican lawmakers. According to Politico, the Capitol Police have been secretly spying on Republican lawmakers since the January 6th protest and riot. Representative Kelly Armstrong, Republican of North Dakota, said that he is unaware of any members know about this new practice in place. So there you go.
Well, Biden administration is what? They've really weaponized the FBI. They've weaponized the IRS. They've weaponized the Department of Judas. Everything is about the revolution, that total transformation of America that Barack Obama said, you know, that's what he was bringing. We were bringing the total transformation of America. Biden has pretty much everybody Obama had on staff. He's taking orders probably from a Biden or from Obama. We can't prove it, but I'd bet the farm on it.
Well,
and what we see is a nation that's in a throes of a revolution, a communist revolution, where all power is going to the federal government. They're trying to nationalize the elections. They're trying to change the demographics for the voting by the changing the maps, the election maps. Everything they're doing is about maintaining power in government. Nothing is about what is good for the citizen, what is good for the nation, or what is, you know, supporting freedom, the Constitution. Everything they do, every aspect of government, military, is about centralizing power, top-down management, and becoming part of the one world order. It should be obvious to everyone with half a brain.
All right, here you go. First of all, I want to make a quick announcement, Joe. Many of you have sent in for those five books, and the reason you haven't gotten those five books yet with Dr. Cass Ingram was because we had three of the five, but not all five. And so we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the shipments to come in. And apparently they've been shipped. So when they come in, as soon as we get them, it'll start going out. So you'll get your books. So just want you to know that. Now, the Democratic...
Patience is a virtue, remember? It was
right
in Scripture.
The Democratic plan to steal the 2022 election was built around Obama's corrupt AG nationwide redistricting effort known as Republicans Would Fold, knowing that Republicans would fold. That's right. Now, America is in terrible position. Lying, corrupt Obama holdovers are running the country based on a stolen election within millions of invalid ballots. That, if anyone and everyone that says that election wasn't stolen is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth on them, and you won't find one of them that will come on this radio program and sit across from me and say that. And how many times have I said that? It's because I would love to get Brett Baer and Susan Smith. See, you know, of course, you expect CNN, you know, they're falling apart, by the way. You know, they're known for lying, okay? But say, Fox News tells people we're fair and balanced. And then, what did they do? They told us that we should believe them and not our lying eyes. As we watched all of the evidence of election fraud take place, which we warned it was going to happen way ahead of time. We told you it was going to happen. And then,
it was going to be the worst case of election fraud the country had ever seen, and we were right on the money.
Yep. And so, and I think, I'm not sure, but I think Chris Wallace went over to CNN before it imploded. But I know he left Fox, and I think that's where he went. He went over there with the homosexual guy that was on.
Oh, yeah. I can see his face, hear his voice, but I forgot his name partly because it wasn't worth remembering.
Yeah, well, anyhow, here, let me go ahead and read this article. You know, and when he said they get away with that, they can, because it seems that only a few Republicans are pushing back. When they said that the Republicans would would cave. They knew exactly right. Do you remember what happened on that day? First of all, remember President Trump told Pence, Mike, do the right thing, Mike. Mike Pence had the duty. He had the duty to say, you know what? There's a lot of evidence here that there's a lot of corruption, and we want to take, we got the law states, we need to look at this and not certify illegal ballots. And so he said, let's take 10 days and look at this before we certify it. That's what he should have done, but that's not what he did. That's not what he did at all, okay?
Well, he claims he couldn't change the outcome of the election. Well, that wasn't his job. His job was to put a hold while the Electoral College could check the assertions to the charge of crime of ballot harvesting and illegal voting and things like this to look into it. That's all that he was authorized to be able to do, is put a hold on things while the Congress was allowed to investigate. So by saying, well, I'm not allowed to change the outcome, that was never the intent. He was never allowed to change an outcome, just put it on hold while there was an investigation.
Yeah.
So there's a lie. So right there, here's this devout Christian who is not telling the American people the truth.
Well, here, when it says knowing, the restricting effort, knowing that the Republicans would fold, I could never believe that, you know, here you had your Senator Hawley. You had some, like right from here, Jim Jordan. You had a handful of people with heart and integrity and honor. And I couldn't believe, because some of the people that folded, and I right there, I watched it, the Republicans that folded right in front of our eyes, okay? And one of them, well, of course, was Senator Cotton. The other one, I could not believe, was Marsha Blackburn. I've always really liked her. I've always thought she's had, and she folded. And it seems like
she may have been misinformed by some people, but what we've got to do is get rid of Mitch McConnell. He is the rhino in sheep's clothing.
And yeah, I know.
He keeps coming out at the most inappropriate times, and he's done more to help the Democrats than anybody I can think of, because he does it consistently. He always, where it's safe, takes a good conservative stance, but whenever it's really important, like right now, we see the Dems are realizing how bad this next election is going to be. So they're starting to cheat. They're starting to play this redistricting game. I mentioned it earlier. But we've got a lot of different Republican rhinos that are going along with it, voting for it.
You got one on the Supreme Court here in Ohio. They've got a rhino on there that they got it. So
yep.
Right there.
So what we've got is the enemy is within our own party. So it's not just the loyal, quote, opposition, the communists. We have the agents provocateur within, don't we?
Yep. And, of course, that whole strategy was put together by, do you remember Eric Holder?
Mm-hmm, I sure do.
And so, remember that? Those officers, those border officers were killed with guns that Holder had given to the drug cartels?
Right, called Fast and Furious. And,
yep. The plan was to use... Here, you know, to overthrow this whole... Now, they're planning on winning the midterms by the same thing. They are totally proficient at election fraud. That's what they are to election fraud what Elvis was to rock and roll, right? So their plan was to use lawfare to steal more seats across the country in redistricting efforts while Republicans cower or pretend they don't see what's going on. But, and boy, you have that. In the past year, the former attorney general, a former U.S., I'm not going to say call him a president, Barack Hussein Obama, Eric Holder has developed gerrymandering strategy in which he aggressively gerrymanders state legislative districts and state congressional districts throughout the nation. The Wall Street Journal reported on Holder's success was a result of his sue-to-blue strategy for Obama was destroyed in the 2010 redistricting cycle. Under the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, the holder was responsible for creating holder was reportedly instrumental in reducing the aggressiveness of Republican legislators by developing a plan under its auspices. Okay, so...
Well, let me explain something to the listeners. Redistricting, the way the Republicans were trying to do it, the good, honest ones, were the voting districts kind of set up like the school districts were set up to be a certain segment of a population covering a certain area. And the Dems, when they go in and do their redistricting, it looks like a child trying to draw a map. They got a little narrow strip that goes up along the road and back down and over here and a little loop here. And it looks like a nightmare for map reading. It looks like somebody was having far too many tequila sunrises when they drew their map. But it's on purpose to make sure that you got a whole district that's totally one-sided where these are safe zones for Democrats, and there's no way to win a fair election where if you do the district like it was covering over a school district, you've got a mix of people and you've got kind of a fair playing field. And that's kind of simplifying it, but in a way that's a simple answer. Their redistricting is just weird, convoluted, designed to do nothing but maintain power again. It's all about power, folks.
Well, one thing that's happening, Joe, is the Democrats are jumping ship, too. Just today, this morning, as I come in, and that you had two Democrats on there that were changing parties. They said that the party has left them. They have become so corrupt. And, I mean, now, I couldn't, you know, they had already talked about what offices these held. They may have been congressmen. They may have been state reps, I don't know, but they said that they were changing parties because the Democratic Communist Party had become so corrupt, so corrupt they could no longer in good faith stay in a party that had become that corrupt. That means anybody with any integrity left, and this is why I'm telling you, when I tell you I don't think that there's possibly not even one Democratic congressperson that's not totally corrupted. How could you stay in there if you had any honor, any integrity, any decency? How could you stay in something that had become so totally corrupted? You couldn't.
An honest person couldn't. But you see, we go back a few years ago when this party, you know, turned from the blue dog Democrats and started changing. They go after our capitalist system. They go, look, it's failing. Well, it's failing because of their corruption. The America's committing suicide because it has become a corrupt crony capitalism, not a real capitalistic system of fair play and, you know, but this crony capitalism that's based really on what? Crime, using business, using money, using politics to what? Gain wealth and power. And it goes back to the Democrats are masters. Look at the richest people in Congress are the Democrats, the Nancy Pelosi's, the one who said, oh, we should be allowed to play the stock market. And my, you know, my husband. You know,
the 10 wealthiest U.S. senators are all Democrats. The top 10, yeah.
Mm-hmm, the same thing in the House. The richest or the most powerful are also the richest. So put that together. The most powerful politically are the richest. These people got there because they're corrupt, not because they're smart, because they're corrupt.
Well, remember what Harry Truman said. He said, any politician that gets rich while they're in office, you can bet they're a crook.
Exactly. He nailed it. He's right. He's been proven right over and over again. But you notice how seldom you ever hear that mentioned, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah. Here, breaking bombshell, Fusion GPS didn't only work on Steele dossier, they worked on nearly every key anti-Trump narrative coming from DOJ, that's the Department of Judas.
Judas, yep.
And the Mueller corrupt gang. A document provided in a D.C. court, a case against Fusion GPS, shows that the company was involved in much more than the garbage Steele dossier behind the Trump-Russia hoax. The company was also behind the Alpha Bank Carter Page, Papadopoulos, Manafort, and the Trump family lies and smears as well. It says, little did we know that the Associated Fusion GPS with the Steele dossier was actually shortchanging the company's efforts to harass and take down the President of the United States, Donald Trump. The company did much more than that. A document uncovered in the D.C. case with Fusion GPS shows that the company was working on nearly every piece of information eventually used by the Mueller gang to take down President Trump. And so here you go.
Well, again, Trump came in what? He was a non-politician. He was a businessman. He tried to take this corrupt crony capitalist system, and he tried to make the rules, the regulations, make the country run for the benefit of the citizens, not for those who are corrupt and were playing the system for all it's worth to get wealth and power.
Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open again. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. And
we did bring up quite a few things that I think should create a lot of comments.
Hal is in the air. Hey, turn down that radio.
I have it off.
Okay, need, good.
I don't know if you know. You know, his name is D'Souza, I think his name is.
D'Souza, yeah, Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah.
You have to check out his new movie. It's 2000mules.com. You look on that, and they have a trailer, and it tells you what exactly happened in the drop boxes in 2020. They have phone records. They have everything. You have to see it, though.
Yeah, I know that. I know all of that. We talked about all of that.
Told people to go look.
See, here's the thing, Hal. Okay, let's see that you have these crimes and you have all the eyewitnesses and you have all of the evidence, okay, and enough. But what you don't have is a Justice Department. You see, this Justice Department has to be the one to bring this to trial. And if you don't have a Justice Department, which we don't have, there is no longer. Yeah. It's just a part of the corrupt Democratic Party. Merrick Garland is a dirty cop. He's as corrupt as corrupt is.
The only thing that we have to do is if everybody watches it and all too, they're going to know everything, and it's going to be so disputed. Even the Garland won't even be able to get by. But everybody has to see it.
Well, all right.
Everybody does, but we've had stuff like this happen before where the truth was there, and unfortunately, very few people caught on to anything who were willing to stand up and fight.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's still a ways yet, so we still have time to correct things.
Yes, we do, because God, the Lord's on our side, and it's really the battle is His. We're supposed to just be obedient.
And it's His call whether
the victory.
It's His call whether we have time or not to correct. But that doesn't matter.
I am glad that you put me onto the King James Version, because I like that better.
It is the Bible. Alrighty.
The thing is with the these and the thous. They're yous and your and your. So what I want to do is I put you or your, because that's what they are, because it's just an English version of it. But I still like the text, because it's all true.
All right, very good. I got to move on, but thank you. Okay, did you say Sean was there?
Yes.
Sean, you're up next.
Oh, hi. How you doing there? Thanks, guys. What you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a few comments. Yeah, I'll make it quick. I wanted to comment.
Are you there? Hello, are you there? Hello, Sean. Hello, are you there?
We lost him. Gail is next.
Well, let's go to Gail.
He'll call back.
Gail, you're...
It was a disconnect.
Yeah, Gail, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi. I just wanted to know, did you guys hear about the Mike Lindell report last evening on his Lindell TV Frank speech that said that in Arizona, there were 13 members of the state legislature that compiled a 9-page resolution that is calling for the electors to be dropped?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that.
You did hear about that?
Yeah, well, that happened several weeks ago. That you know, that happened several weeks ago. We reported on that, that they came together.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you got the word out, too, because I just heard it from yesterday. Okay. Super.
Yeah. Yeah, but you see,
so much news happening so fast. I mean, we could be on the air 4 or 5 hours a night and not get to all the important stuff that everybody should hear. It just, there's that many attacks on our freedom going on, and it's happening all at once.
We've got coming up during the midterms. The Democrats are going to do everything they can. They know that they cannot win a fair and honest election. They can't. And so they're going to have to do what they do best, and that is try to corrupt it. They may not be able to do as much as they did this time. Remember little Markey over there from Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, well, anyhow, he was one that was big time involved in flipping votes using he put tons of money, like $300 million into it. But he's been losing a lot of money, and Facebook is there. They're dropping. I mean, they're going down quickly, okay? And I encourage people not to use Facebook. Do not use it, okay? And so, but our side is starting to grow, is growing stronger and fighting back. We have to get rid of the rhinos in the Republican Party.
Absolutely. Yep.
So,
and pray.
With that, you got to do first. Yep. That's where you start. You start there.
Right. Well, I just wanted to be sure that you knew, because I know your audience is huge, and I just know how the media suppresses everything. So thank
Amen.
You for all you do and for getting the news to us. I mean, seriously, I wouldn't know what's going on without you guys. So,
well, we thank you for because being part of our audience, believe me, as much as they hate me, they hate you, too. They don't want you listening and they want this program, believe me, they want this program off the air in the worst way.
And that's what Jesus said. If he hated him, he's going to hate us. They're going to hate us, too. So we're on the right side.
Yep, absolutely. And I got some words, too, for you. You know, you heard the pastor preaching here from Canada. You know, they arrested him. And I got, for those cops that have got no honor, no decency, no integrity, you think, well, you're obeying orders and you're going to go out. Let me tell you something. God has said, touch not my anointed. God has said, touch not my anointed. Now, you might think that, we could go ahead. We've seen how pastors have been killed throughout history. Yeah, boy, what you don't know is what has happened to those that killed them. And believe me, when I'm telling you, now, in Canada right now, there's I heard a report today that as many as 600 police officers are ready to resign. They're ready to resign rather than to arrest the truckers. And that means that there's some in there that have got honor, some that still have some integrity, that haven't become like whipped dogs. And so that's what we need. And we need that's what you need in Washington, D.C., the district, dirty cops, that is so bad what they've done. That district has become so corrupted, so absolutely corrupted. And, you know, we got to pray that God will do whatever it takes to bring those people to repentance, whatever it takes to bring those wicked, evil people to repentance. Because right now, they've sold their souls, they've gone a-whoring, and they're like on a tightrope over that burning lake of fire. If they don't repent, they will surely perish.
And my heart breaks for the people that are still imprisoned after January 6th.
And they're not being treated very well. But that's going to come back. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, that's really going to come back and bite them. Those dirty cops are going to feel it. God is not mocked. He's not mocked.
I read Psalm 2 an awful lot.
All righty. Well, God bless you.
The word civil disobedience. It's time we started not listening, obeying a corrupt government, and it says obey God, not men.
Well, we've been doing that for 50 years here. We haven't ever given in to the corruption. From day one, our policy has been no compromise, period.
I know that. God bless you guys. Thank you, and I just appreciate all you do.
God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
Yes, sir. Have a good night.
You too. Who do we have next there?
Nathan.
Nathan, you're in the air.
Yeah. Hey, if we got our news from any politician's vote and policy record, you will learn that Pence, I call him Aaron Burr, Pence has abortion record and he stands in front of the pro-life rallies. Another thing you guys touched on is the congressional Congress members. There is no districts in the Constitution, only the numbers of the population of a state is what gets a congressman or congressperson elected. And they have two reasons to be there, to represent the people and to bring the money back to the state. That's it. We need to read the Constitution.
You're right.
We need
Absolutely.
To have it taught in the public full system.
At one time it was.
I recommend getting your kids on homeschool or Christian school where they might learn the Constitution and our form of government, a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy.
Well, we are if we're a two-party system. There is no two-party political. There's no two-party system in the Constitution, Bill of Rights. And you mentioned the electors. If you read Article 14, Section 2, that's when the white man got to vote for the first time, and the 24th, we have the right to vote. We, the people, vote for the electors, not the two parties appointing their electors. I'm only reading the Constitution. I don't care about history. We don't get, it's like the Electoral College. People always send you back to the Federalist Papers. We don't make an oath. I made an oath to the U.S. Constitution, and I served under three presidents, and I can't do the two-party system.
All righty. Thank you. I got to move on. Let's see. We got Dan. Dan, you're next.
Hello, Pastor Sanders. I'd like to thank you on behalf of Canada. I'm across the Lake Erie over here, over in Ontario. The shows that you've been putting on the past few nights in regards to the truckers up in Ottawa. I remember back listening to your show. I've been listening to you quite steady for 6 months. I listened to you back when Obama was the president, and you warned that Canadians shouldn't call your show because we might get a visit from the RCMP. Well, they can go right ahead. But anyways, you're standing up for freedom. You're standing up for liberty, and you're a real soldier for the Lord, and you're a blessing from Jesus. But anyways, Pastor, you're doing a fine job, and I don't know what to say. This fool we have for a prime minister, the Canadian people put him in power. I'm a conservative. I've been a lifetime conservative. We had a good leader, Stephen Harper. The feminists and all the left-wing people in this country, they're addicted to liberalism. And remember Michael Savage that wrote a book who coined the phrase liberalism is a mental disorder.
It is.
It is. And they don't understand that the conservatives are the true people that want to give us your freedom and liberty. And it's always the left-wing politicians that talk down to people. Look, let's remember what Bill Clinton said about Americans. He says Americans have too much freedom. And it's always the left wing. I remember the prime minister's dad, Pierre. We had to put up with him all the way through the 70s. I remember the day he got elected in 68. I remember when Justin Trudeau was born, Christmas Day, 1971. And John Chrétien was a pal. We had him for 16 years, a liberal prime minister. Talk about a dictator. Because the conservative vote was divided in Canada between the old progressive conservatives and the new party from the West. The Reform Party, who was a good Christian, Preston Manning. And here we are today. The Canadians do a lot of complaining, but they don't go to the ballot and go and vote on election day because either they're too lazy, they don't get involved with politics. And this is what you have, this mess that we have right now. a little dictator and a bunch of bossy liberals who think that they can rule over us and give us the poisonous poke. But anyways, Pastor Sanders and your team, God bless you. You're on the side of the Lord, and may your show be on the air for many, many years.
Well, thank you very, very much for those kind words, and yeah, we support
in Canada.
Yeah, we do. We support. We have, and you know, we have this thing coming here. I mean, we're going to this summer. It's going to get interesting, and you can bet, you can expect the FBI and the others to do their false flags. I mean, you know, I had here years ago. We had a lot of friends and people in the FBI, and they could hold their head up. You know, and they could hold their head up and say they work, because back then the FBI fought communism and fought communism and fought against. But yeah. Now it's become what it used to fight. And I know that there are agents. Let me tell you, the people that are the more ashamed of Chris Ray than we are the ones that are still there and haven't retired yet. And they've seen what's happened to the agency, and they remember the glory days, and they look back and they say, well, look what we've become. And I, you know, it's the same thing. Look with them. Look what's happened to our military. Look what's happened to our military.
Our whole country, Pastor. I go back to that Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That word, anybody can clearly see it. That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that means rights that cannot be taken away, that among those rights are the right to life, liberty, and to pursue our happiness. Comes freedom and liberty come from God, not government. They have never been granted by any government in the history of the world. They only came as a gift from God Almighty.
Absolutely, and this is why my advice to all of you police officers out there is obey God rather than man. Listen, the Bible is very clear. You must obey God rather than man. Someday you will be standing before Almighty God, not before your police chief or baby Castro. Let's go with Claudia. Claudia, you're in the air.
Yes, good evening, Pastor Sanders and Pastor Joe. I just thank God for both of you for all your godliness, all your wisdom, all your intelligence, and all your truth telling. I just continue to thank God that we have somebody who has all of the above criteria to teach every one of us. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will continue to listen. And God bless you, and keep fighting the fight, and thank you, and good night.
Well, thank you for all those kind words.
We just work hard. We're not all that smart. We just, the Holy Spirit guides and directs, and we work hard.
Well, and keep doing it.
Well,
all right.
And thank you, and also I want to thank you both for your military service. I just honor you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, be safe.
All of that right back at you, and I know this, Claudia, because she attends doers of the Word Baptist Church. And so,
well, you all have a blessed evening.
God bless you. We love you.
It's the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and are glad, right?
Amen. All right. Yep, I recognize that voice. Who do we have next? We may not have time to do another one.
We're actually coming up on 5.
We don't have time to do another one. And so, we're, you know, we always start each program out with the Word of God, and that's what we end each program with, the Word of God. Because you know what? Everything in between someday will be forgotten, but not the Word of God. Not the Word of God. The Lord himself said that heaven and earth will pass, but his words will never pass away. And see, that's what we hold on to. And so all of this, you know, we're going through the time. As you know, Solomon said, there's a time for everything. And the time that we're being called to right now is to do those three missions that God has given us. And that is number one, first and foremost, the Great Commission. That's number one. Job one is to reach the people with the gospel. And that's what we're going to do right now. Job two, and that is to resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Resist, and that's what our brothers and sisters in Canada are doing right now. the resisting the tyranny. And again, I advise you police officers there and here that you need to do something. You need to understand. You need to obey God rather than man. You better understand that the reckoning will come with the Lord. And he says, touch not my anointed. And what you're doing is wrong. You need to obey God and not little Castro. And so, and then the third one there would be to stand fast, hold our ground, and not give up. And so as we go back, going back to the very first one, reaching the people with the gospel, and folks out there, again, as we say every night at this time, the time will come when the only thing that will matter to you, the only thing that will matter to you, is you're standing with the Lord Jesus. You see, there's no in-between. You either are or you aren't. You're either saved or you're lost. There's no in-between, okay? And you will die. And when you die, God has, he didn't stutter. He made it very clear. It's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment. And when you die, your soul will end up in heaven or hell. And that's a reality. You've got God's word on it. And believe me, you don't want to go to the ladder, okay? You believe me, you want to go to heaven. Now, you can't buy your way in. There's only one way. There's only one way of getting there. The Lord Jesus Christ said he is the way, the truth, and the light. That there's no way to the Father but through him. And so here's what you do. And this is what he said. First of all, you got to recognize the fact that he died. He took your place, a substitutionary death upon the cross. You see, only sinners can be saved. And that's the good news, right?
Right.
And so here's the thing. He says, here's what you do. You pray to the Father. You ask him to forgive you of your sins. Only God can forgive sins. Only God. You pray for the Father and ask him to forgive you of your sins. And then you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Remember when, again, I want to emphasize, when the Jews, when Christ was on that cross and they were mocking, the last thing he said was, Father, they know not what they do. Well, forgive them, Father. Well, the only way they could be forgiven was to call upon that very man that they crucified and acknowledge him as the God, the Son of God, and the Savior. But anyhow, that's what they had to do. And those that refused, well, they didn't fare well. So that's what you need to do. Call upon the name of the Lord, and you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be on your way, well, to eternal life and immortality. Now, you've got God's word on it. So until tomorrow, we want to say, as we do at this time every night, good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, 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 let's do it, Joe.
Keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.